Tika. 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 Come along now, you bad dog. Tika was a bad dog. Tika was a bitch. She wore a thick fur coat, black as pitch. A legendary bon vivant. She loved her food, although it's true. Flamingo tongue could lasso the steak off your plate. Grab half a pound of butter, swipe the icing off the birthday cake in a whip stitch. Yet she was not indiscriminate. She didn't care for crab and despised avocado. She didn't like to wait. She didn't care to sit. She had a nasty trick of sneaking off to shit on the neighbor's pristine lawn. And I must admit that sometimes she bit. But Tika, 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 come along now, you good dog, you. Tika was a good dog. Tika was all right. She wore a shiny fur coat, black as anthracite. The star of any salon, a legendary raconteur. In fur, she told the best jokes, but of course laughed heartily at yours. A vociferous patron of less talented performers, she always led the applause with an all four paws ovation. Yet she was not indiscriminate. She abhorred bores and despised children. Her avocation, or as she liked to say, her métier, was the kitchen. La belle cuisine. She scoured every pot and pan with tongue, tooth, and claw. Her floor was spotless, pristine, and to her profit, so clean one could eat off it. There are no dogs in hell. Cerberus just works the gate. He never goes inside, but lies in wait for any dog who's gone astray, grabs him by the ear and growls, "Hey, you canine reprobate, what's wrong with you? You lost your sense of smell. Don't tell me you can't read up there above the door. Now what's it say? Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. Quite right. Now Fido, are you? Are you not a dog? Do you or do you not eat meat? What is the pillar of the canine creed? What makes us dogs, whatever the breed? Dogs never give up hope. Quite right. Here, have a treat. So what are you doing here in chaos and endless night? Well, Fido, not your name. Rover, strange name for a dog. Piss off, Rover, can't sit here and chat all day. So long, Rover, keep moving up that Milky Way. Tell Sirius, tell Sirius, tell Sirius I'll be along. Soon as my shift is over, but Tika didn't care for dogs. Stingy with their kibble, inclined to quibble about bones. She found them coarse in their discourse. She preferred us. But she took the view she could be magnanimous, that if in heaven there are many mansions, in heaven there must be bones galore, or what the hell's a bloody heaven for? So it might be true that Tika hunts with Sirius, with Tulip and Ben Gellert, and all our dear departed dogs in canine bliss. They make believe the shooting stars are astral cars and chase them down the sky. Sneak off to howl with Baskerville. Then, under Lassie's watchful eye, tenderly herd the sheep we count to sleep through the Elysian fields. But there is one thing they miss. Someone who used to throw a stick interminably. Tika was the best dog. Tika was. Her thick fur coat black as coal. There's a black hole in the universe where Tika was. Was the best dog in the universe. Tika was. Tika was alive. Tika was a laugh. Attempt at her epitaph. This is a sad attempt at her epitaph.
We will take a 3-minute pause while we get set up for a couple more instrumentalists. Thank you. Sorry about that. My fault. Thank you.
had a dog, a beagle named Mary Hart. She ate Red Heart dog food and was dumb, never chained up in heat. She let every mongrel hump her and had 18 litters of mutts. You would think my father would prevent her or have her spayed, but he had a big heart like a valentine and thought she ought to be free to do as she liked in these matters because he was. I understood, and even now, at this end of the chain of my days, when I doodle in red ink, red hearts.
Accusation.
my dog lay dead 5 days without a grave. In the thick of summer, hid in a clump of pine and a jungle of grass and honeysuckle vine. I, who had loved him while he kept alive, went only close enough to where he was to sniff the heavy honeysuckle smell, twined with another odor heavier still, and hear the flies' intolerable buzz. Well, I was 10. And very much afraid. In my kind world, the dead were out of range, and I could not forgive the sad or strange in beast or man. My father took the spade and buried. I saw the grass slowly divide. It was the same scene, but now it glowed a fierce and mortal green. I saw the dog emerge. I confess, I felt afraid again, but still he came in the carnal sun, clad in a hymn of flies, and death was breeding in his lively eyes. I started in to cry and call his name, asking forgiveness of his tongueless head. I dreamt the past was never past redeeming, but whether this was false or honest dreaming, I beg death's pardon now and mourn the dead. Attention, seconds at a time. Catch? I don't think so. Bunny, tumbling leaf, a squirrel who's, oh joy, actually scared. Sniff the wind. Then I'm off again. Muck. pond, ditch, residue of any thrillingly dead thing. And you, either you're sunk in the past half hour walk, thinking of what you can never bring back, or else you're lost in some fog concerning tomorrow. Is that what it's called? My work to unsnare time's warp, and woof, retrieving my haze-headed friend, you, this shining bark, a Zen master's bronzy gong, calls you here entirely now. Dachshund sniffing round a tree makes such a wondrous bend, sir. He filled himself with mystery, not knowing his own end, sir. Some other dogs have keener sight, and some have greater strength, sir. But no dogs manage for their height to have so much of length, sir, to have so much of length, to have so much of length. One time, at least so people say, one lost his tail by train, sir. Yet 2 weeks passed until the day the sad news reached his brain, sir. The dachshund looks a little bit like legs beneath a log, sir. But once your eyes get used to it, you see that it's a dog, sir. You see that it's a dog. That it's a dog, a dog. You see that it's a dog. Dog, a keen dog, a wild dog and lone. I'm a lap dog licking dirty feet. A sleek dog, a meek dog, cringing for my meat. Not for me the fireside, the well-filled plate. But shut door and sharp stone and cuff and kick and hate. Shut door and sharp stone and cuff and kick and... I'm a lean dog, a keen dog, a wild dog and lone. I'm a rough dog, a tough dog, hunting on my own. I'm a bad dog, a mad dog, teasing silly sheep. I love to sit and bay the moon to keep fat souls from sleep. I love to sit and bay the moon to keep fat souls from sleep. Not for me the other dogs running by my side. Some have run a short while, but none of them would bite. Oh, mine is still the lone trail, the hard trail, the best. Wide wind and wild stars and hunger of the quest. Wide wind and wild stars and hunger of the... Quest.